Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That is Steve Levy, who we've watched and grown up seeing on ESPN, now anchoring all of their NHL programming, doing intermission reports and pre- and post-games with Mark Messier and P.K. Subban, who I think still it's one of the great shocks that that guy somehow has parlayed his playing career into a huge media opportunity. Total goofball. I guess that's what maybe people like sometimes. And that was Steve Levy on Jim Rome show as a guest on McDavid possibly being done in Edmonton. That's what people inside the hockey industry are talking about today after the Oilers lost again in the Stanley Cup final. No Sidney Crosby-esque redemption story when Sid and the Pens lost to Detroit in 08. They come back and beat him in 09. Nope. No movie Hollywood type of thing for McDavid. It's just heartbreak 2 years in a row. Did I mention that was on the Jim Rome show? I've hosted the Jim Rome show twice. How many times have you hosted Jim Rome, Ken Carmen, you idiot? More on that later. Intern Dom is back. There was some discussion that Intern Dom was suspended yesterday, but that was not true. It was just a random day off.
Man, you're a real jerk for pushing that narrative.
I said it once, and I said allegedly. I never said it was confirmed. I said people were asking why Charlie was here and not you, and I said allegedly suspended for some of the shots you've taken at people for not respecting your elders.
And
but
who,
that's not true.
Who alleged that? I want a name.
I'll give you a hint. He's a big man who works at the radio station.
Harry Callis?
I didn't say that. Draw your own conclusions.
Well, Harry doesn't know his ass from his elbow, so.
This McDavid thing, I think, can gin up great off-season fodder for anyone who has a hockey team like we do with the Penguins, even though the Penguins stink right now, having missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. Because I do think it begs a very interesting question. If Connor McDavid is really available, Steve Levy knows GMs, he knows hockey architects, he knows people inside the game. If Edmonton is really afraid that he's going to walk after this upcoming season and they're going to lose him and get nothing in return, then they have to think about trading him. And even though right now we are a kind of sorry state of affairs franchise dealing with the consequences of being so good for so long, all good things come to an end. That's the Pittsburgh Penguins. You're in the playoffs for two decades straight. You win three Stanley Cups. You go back to back. This is the reality check you receive when your players get old and you don't have them all in their prime at once, so your mistakes get covered up by how incredible those guys are. This is what happens. It's happened to every great dynasty. It happened to the Oilers after their run in the 80s. It happened to Montreal after their run in the 70s. This is just the way pro sports work, especially where parity is king and mediocrity is rewarded. If you're bad, you get the top pick in the draft, or at least close to it with the lottery system. And that's how Edmonton got here, the same way the Penguins did, by being bad for a long period of time and getting Draisaitl and getting McDavid and getting Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and guys like that. Not that Nugent-Hopkins panned out and turned into a star, but I hope you get the point. What I'm asking is, if Connor McDavid really is available and it's a one-year rental with nothing guaranteed, he goes to a team, he sees if he likes it, and then you go from there. What would you be willing to give up for him? 412-928-9370. Is this a non-starter for some Penguins fans? Like, you know what? We're so far away. Even like getting into the McDavid sweepstakes is an asinine idea. 412-928-9370. You know, they always tell you when you take a test to go with your gut instinct, but I'm not in this case because when I saw the Steve Levy clip and I started to see the McDavid comments after the game last night, I'm banging my head against the wall here. You see him on the bench after the game. He's like, you could see the pent-up emotions that were ready to pour out of him, how upset he was again, having come so close and having failed. My gut instinct is, why would he want to come to Pittsburgh? Like, why would the Penguins give up serious assets to get the greatest hockey player right now in the world? But then that last part of what I just said resonated with me. It is the greatest hockey player in the world. He's in his 20s. You at least have to have a conversation if he's truly available. What would we be willing to give up to get him? I mean, the idea would be, okay, maybe we don't win that much next year, even with McDavid on the roster, but he gets to play with Sidney Crosby, which is a pinch yourself thing. And maybe if he likes it enough here, you can sign him to an extension. I don't know. It's just, it's a wild thought. I did not think the afternoon after a Stanley Cup, a hard-fought Stanley Cup, one of the biggest names in hockey broadcasting would say there's rumblings that McDavid wants out, and if he does, Edmonton has to trade him. Adam Gretz, who is one of the great hockey reporters in all of America and all of North America, who's based in Pittsburgh, wrote an article that intern Dom passed along to me. 7 way too early landing spots for Connor McDavid. Guess which team is on the list? The Penguins. The Penguins. Wayne Gretzky got traded for 3 first-round picks. Would you do that, Dom? Would you take your pick, the Rangers pick, whether it's this year or next year, and then your draft pick the following year and trade that for 1 year of Connor McDavid?
Oh, my God. Easily. In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah.
I've got people that were texting me this morning when I was bouncing this off of people that said, that's one of the dumbest ideas. You're trying to rebuild. You don't give up all these future assets for 82 games of Connor McDavid. What are you doing? They're not a Connor McDavid away from being a Stanley Cup contender. That's a silly thing to advocate for. And you're saying you do it in a heartbeat?
Because
not even a second thought. My first instinct was to say, I don't think that would really fix the Penguins' problems. It would make them more competitive, but they wouldn't actually compete for a Stanley Cup. They're worse than the Oilers. And if you give them Connor McDavid, they don't suddenly beat Florida, who's knocked off Edmonton twice. So what are we really doing here? But then I also had like this awakening where I'm like, wait, what are you doing, Andrew? You're talking yourself out of going after the best player in the world? Stop that.
I mean, ideally, I would love for the Penguins to get Gavin McKenna in the draft, but if you're telling me we can get a guy who a lot of people think is the greatest player ever for one and possibly many more years
to
come...
Well, no one's saying he's the greatest player ever, so you can stop that.
People were putting that out there. Also, in terms of...
Well, they were incorrectly putting that out there because he has not won a Stanley Cup, and we don't know how he's going to age, and we don't know if he's going to have the longevity of some of these other guys. But
I agree,
he's still
with
one of the best ever.
In terms of rebuilding, this team's kind of in a weird spot because Kyle Dubas has made it very clear that he still plans on putting a winning team around Sidney Crosby.
Now, I think that's lip service. I don't think he actually means that. I think he just says that because he thinks that that might be stuff that people want to hear. But I don't actually think he's a man of his word on that.
Well, if you have 3 more years of Sidney Crosby, I don't see how this is a rebuilding team for the next few seasons.
Why? That's the only... He says he doesn't want to build a team that just sneaks into the playoffs, too. He said he wants to build a team that can actually compete. How the heck do you do that when you're one on paper one of the worst teams in the NHL?
Because you're going to be middle of the pack then going forward.
I don't think they're middle of the pack. I think they're really bad right now.
I would still say they're middle of the pack.
In what respect? Their goaltending stinks. Their defense has... Letang, who has horrible health issues and coming off a terrible year. Carlson is an absolute mess. They've got young guys who might be good, but we haven't seen it yet. It's wretched.
So why wouldn't you want to add Connor McDavid? You don't think if they
said I would do it, but I'm not. But the way that you're setting up the Penguins as this team that's like on the precipice of being really good, I just don't agree with that. That's all.
They're not a
Why are you getting mad at me now? I'm not the one that said you were that started the rumor that you should have been suspended. Don't shoot the messenger here. You don't Good
think,
Lord.
You don't think if they added Connor McDavid, they'd be an easy shoo-in to the playoffs next year?
I don't think easy shoo-in, but I think I'd have to say yes, they're a playoff team. He's that good. You're putting at least 100 points into your lineup.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you take a team that I don't consider the worst in hockey, add the best player in the sport alongside a future...
So you would trade 3 first-round picks and say, the hell with trying to actually build this up the right way. This is like, instead of me going and studying in school and actually writing a great essay, I'm just going to have AI do it for me. I'm just going to have this cyborg hockey player come here, and he's going to accelerate everything that I was going to do, you know, little by little in time. Screw the process. Here's somebody that's like a microwave. It's done in 2 minutes. We're a great hockey team again. But again, it's only for necessarily for 1 year. It might not even be 1 year.
And even if
maybe he's traded at the deadline. I don't know. All I'm saying is we have to at least have this conversation if Steve Levy, who's not a hot take artist, says everyone in hockey is talking about how Connor McDavid might get traded now.
And the odds that you even get Gavin
Adam
McKenna are very low.
Yes, and Adam Gretz says they're one of the teams that would be under consideration. We have to talk about it.
He's a guy, there's very few of them. He is a guy you blow up whatever future plans you have to try and get him. In my humble opinion.
Your opinion is never humble, but I like when people who definitely don't believe that their opinions are humble throw that out there and just expect that people just see right through that. I don't know. Where do you come down on this? 412-928-9370. There's all kinds of Steelers stuff to talk about today, too, but I am fascinated by this idea now that the Oilers might be in a situation like they were with Gretzky, who wanted out because his wife wanted to move to Hollywood and start working in movies, but they also won a crap ton of Stanley Cups with Gretzky, which softened the blow of trading him. And oh, by the way, after they traded him, they won a cup in 1990 with Messier as their best player. This team can't get through, and part of McDavid wanting to hasten his exit is because he feels like they're close but no cigar there. At least we have as a franchise, I know different ownership and stuff, we have a history of winning 5 cups, more recently than Edmonton, obviously, who hasn't won one since 90, and sits here. So it's, look, I know it's bat bleep crazy, but it's interesting. And whenever the best player in the NHL is potentially on the trade block, you spend a minute to ask yourself, could we get him? Now, when it comes to the Pirates, those conversations take less than a second, because the Pirates don't have the financial wherewithal to make moves like that happen. This Penguins team has a ton of draft picks, and they also have a ton of cap space. So they could theoretically make a trade like this. Theoretically. And they'd have to get McDavid on board. And the way you get McDavid on board is you have 87 up in Nova Scotia make a phone call and say, hey, Connor, I know this is completely insane, but would you like to play with me for a few months? Outside of Team Canada stuff? 412-928-9370. Here is the queen of the PM team, and that is the great Carolyn Clinton, who joins us. Hello, Carol.
Hey, Pony.
Hi.
You know what? The problem is that he doesn't make the goalie better.
Yeah.
He doesn't make the goalie situation better. But
maybe you win games 7-6 instead of losing them 5-2.
Yeah, maybe. It sure hasn't helped him win the Stanley Cup,
no,
has it?
No, it has not. So, Carolyn Clinton, I'm sensing right now that this would be a no-go for you.
No,
not interested.
Here's the other reason. I hate him.
You hate him?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't know. It's one of those things, like Joe says, you can't help what you feel. As soon as I look at him, I hate him. I didn't even watch the final because I can't stand him.
Wow. How about that? Shots fired from the queen of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Rick in Bloomfield is next. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Pony. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Hey, I would say you make the deal and you give them whatever they want, because I think you can make trades more than you can have to wait for the draft. And any opportunity to see McDavid and Crosby on the same ice surface is worth it.
Where would you draw the line with draft picks, though? What if they said 5 firsts? You still say, okay, fine.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'd go, you know.
Four.
I'd do
I hear four?
No, I'd go two and maybe somebody that's on the roster now.
I don't think they'd do that. I think the Gretzky went for three. I think that would probably be the starting price. You're not going to get Connor McDavid for a bargain. You're not shopping at friggin' Marshalls here. It's the best hockey player going right now, potentially being up for auction. You're not going to lowball the Oilers, although McDavid would have some say because I think he has no movement clause. He has to have a no movement clause. What am I talking about? All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get your thoughts. The Oilers lose. Now we've got Steve Levy talking about how the scuttlebutt in hockey is that McDavid might get traded. And we've got Adam Gretz, an incredible hockey writer in Pittsburgh, putting the Penguins on a list of landing spots. 412-928-9370. Let's get your take in on this next. Carolyn Clinton said absolutely not. She hates McDavid. Is that how you feel? I give it a B-. That's the local call on the Panthers flagship station, which is part of Odyssey. So I'm going to probably get in trouble with the suits here for going after, I guess, one of our own play-by-play guys. But it was not a in-the-moment thing. He had like two periods to think about what he was going to say in that with that final call. The first one was greatness. The second one is historic. Just a meh call.
You think he pre-wrote it out because he knew the series was over?
Oh, yeah. They're up big. Edmonton pulls the goalie early. You got a 4-goal lead. You're absolutely going over that final call in your head, for sure.
It could have been better. Kenny Albert, Donnie's boy, had a very good call, I thought, on TNT.
And that takes a lot for you to say that because you generally think Kenny Albert's bad at his job and is a Nepo baby.
I think he's good at his job, and he's fine at his job.
You saying he's a Nepo baby really backs that up.
You can be a Nepo baby and still be good at your job.
I said that to you and you got mad at me, so now you're doing a 180 on that take.
No, I'm saying if that's all you think of a Nepo baby is comparing them to that and making it a negative thing, then I have an issue.
Adam Gretz, 7 way too early landing spots for Connor McDavid. The Penguins are on the list. And he says that the chances are probably better than not that he re-signs there. But we heard Steve Levy tell Jim Rome that the scuttlebutt at the final is that McDavid might want out and the Oilers would trade him rather than lose him in free agency. So I asked the hypothetical, would you trade 3 first-round picks for a year of Connor McDavid? I said yes after a lot of thought. Intern Dom said yes in a second. Carolyn Clinton said no because I hate the guy's face. The second caller said, let's lowball the Oilers. So that's the electric start we're off to. If you want more highfalutin hockey talk, Tyler Kennedy is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Here is our number one fan. Actually, our number two fan because he doesn't have Pony and Muller tattooed on his ass yet. That's Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Man, you got my hopes up there for just a second that I had ascended, but then you caught yourself, so here we are. But I had a conversation with one of my good friends who's also a really big hockey fan, like right as the playoffs were starting. And I don't think at that time we thought Edmonton was going to go back to the cup final again. But he asked me, he goes, at what point does McDavid ask for a trade? And I said, it's kind of hard to do that, like when you're a team that's like right on the cusp. Like, if you're a team that's getting at least to the conference final year after year and you're just not getting it done, it's hard. You get
Jeff, you're burying the lead
like
here, though. If the Penguins actually received word that he was available, would you want to trade for him? And would you give up basically your entire kitty of future assets to roll the dice with 1 year of Connor McDavid?
So I would, if it's like 3 first-round picks and not 5, I would do 3 first-round picks and maybe one of the top prospects, like McGrody or something like that.
Yep.
I remember when Gretzky, watching about when Gretzky was traded from Edmonton, like there was all these teams offering Edmonton just insane packages. And
but his wife
actually had to.
She wanted to go to LA.
He pumped the brakes and said, "Hey, I have to have somebody to play with when I get there." So Gretzky had a lot of say in his situation. You would think that McDavid would too. Here's the thing: like I've thought the last couple of years that would have helped the Penguins tremendously is if they could have found. I mean, the goalie's the obvious one, but more so even than that is a new second line center, because it was very clear that Malkin was aging out.
Yep.
So I would do it simply because all of a sudden then Sidney becomes your second line center.
Do
and you
see
have the
Connor
best second line?
Do you see Connor McDavid and instantly hate him like Carroll? Does he bring out that in Jeff? I know other athletes like Jack Sawinski would make your wife flash the television. When you see Connor McDavid, does rage take over you?
I don't want to say that I hate him to that level, but I do not root for him. I don't. And
I was happy that he lost last night, too. I agree with that. I don't want Sidney Crosby's records to be challenged by him. So when he loses, it makes me feel better about Sidney Crosby's place in the overall state of hockey.
Where a lot of that comes from, though, is the Canadian hockey media.
I can't stand the Canadian hockey media. They did invent the game, and they act like it.
Yes, they do. But Sid, when he first came into the league, he's now treated as the elder statesman of
Correct.
The league. But he got so much.
Oh, I know. So who's the one up there you hate the most? Like, if you could punch, and I know you have a very strong punch. If you could punch,
I'm not a huge Friedman fan, but like. The one guy who was coaching in the league, the one guy who was coaching in the league who said horrible things about him that I just wanted to knock out, and he was the first one cheering when Sid scored that golden goal in 2010, was Ken Hitchcock.
He looks like the guy from The Simpsons who wore the white shirt and the brown shorts. What was that kid's name?
That's Martin Prince, I believe.
Yes, him.
I guess that's what Martin Prince would look like.
Yeah, he looks like a little boy version of Ken Hitchcock. Thank you, Jeff. Here is Roger next. Hello, Roger. Great take. Jason's next. Hello, Jason.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, Jason.
Okay, for one, you would have to be a moron not to take Connor McDavid. I'd do 3 first rounds.
So you're calling Carolyn Clinton a moron? She's like royalty on this show, Jason.
There's no way. If you don't take Connor McDavid, there's something wrong with you.
But it's only for 1 year. That's the thing. That's the whole.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So if you roll the dice and then afterwards you said, "Yeah, that was fun, but now I want to go play for the Rangers," and you've given up all those picks, you'd be like, "Ah, it was still worth it." You'd really feel that way.
We have 30 draft picks within the next couple of years. I'd roll the dice. You have some of the best players in the world that ever played the game. You're going to go all in, go all in, get McDavid, bring him here, a couple people around him, maybe a couple guys on defense to fix the blue line.
Yeah, they'd be a worse team than the one in Edmonton the last 2 years. They would. There's no doubt about it. He would not get closer to winning a cup, but it would be a 1 year sabbatical with Sidney Crosby, and then he would get to go into free agency, or maybe he would like it here so much he'd buy into Kyle Dubas's plan. I don't know. It's just fun to think about when one of the most reputable names in hockey says McDavid wants out, and then one of my favorite hockey writers lists the Penguins as a landing spot for McDavid. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Let's see if Tyler Kennedy thinks this is a good idea or a half-baked idea next, and his thoughts on the Penguins now that the offseason is starting. But first, a headline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mr. Kennedy!
I think he has to win at some point to be amongst the all-time greats. The window is sort of closing, and this is an odd one. It's closing not because of his age, but because of his contract status. There's an awful lot of talk within the sport that McDavid might look elsewhere. He still has a year left on his contract after this season. But if you're the Oilers and you know you can't re-sign him, you can't let him go to free agency and not get anything for the greatest player in the game.
Tyler Kennedy, sponsored by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business, the Penguin Stanley Cup champion. He knows what it's like to celebrate with the cup, drink out of the cup, party with the cup, have a day with the cup after winning a Stanley Cup. And that's what we've got right now with Florida. And now this bombshell from Steve Levy of ESPN. Now, there's also Penguins breaking news that I want to get to with Tyler here. And there's also Evgeny Malkin report. So we've got a lot to talk about. But, I mean, first of all, Tyler, do you agree with that premise? That McDavid would be frustrated that he can't get over the hump in Edmonton. He's in the mood to get out. And Edmonton's like, well, wait a second. We can't let him leave in free agency, so we got to trade him this offseason. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's definitely an option if they don't find some players to push him over the hump. Like you see yesterday, again, McDavid and Draisaitl are the two best players on the ice, and they don't have a supporting cast. And I think he's going to be like, guys, if I don't see some changes soon – like, it's going to be like a Gretzky situation. I think he would leave because he's too good of a player. He has too much of an impact not to win. And, again, like, even what was funny for me when it seemed like it mattered more last year, you know, he was crying. This year, he kind of knew he didn't have the team to win.
Exactly. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, it looked like he knew the other team was better, and they were. Like, Florida Panthers are probably the best team I've seen in the last 5 years, from goalie to defense to players, like, just picking up Marchand and Seth Jones.
Yep.
Like, those were two huge pickups. And I think if the Edmonton Oilers would have picked up those two guys, they might have won, because the biggest thing Edmonton's missing – is just like, honestly, their depth players showing up. You know, like the Trent Frederick, this Adverson kid. Like, the only guys I really knew that made an impact on the ice were Bouchard, McDavid, and Draisaitl. Everyone else, you don't even know who was jumping over the boards half the time. You know, I just knew I saw McDavid and Draisaitl and Bouchard out every second shift. And when you play a really deep team in Florida, they're going to eat you up in the second part of the second period, in the third period. And that's what happened. By the end of the third period, like, they were dead. Like, they were just on the ice too.
Let's say that McDavid is actually available, just for fun here.
Oh.
Okay? And the Penguins offered 3 first-round picks for just 1 year of McDavid, because he's going into the final year of his contract. Who says no, the Penguins or the Oilers, to that trade?
The Oilers.
Do you think that they do it for 5 first-round picks?
Not for 1 year. If they had a deal in place. And know what I think would be interesting? If with all these rumors of Mario and Ron Burkle and David Morehouse buying the team, those three are maybe the only ones that might be able to pull this off. And I'm not – because I think –
do you think McDavid would want to play with Sid, even though the team's not good?
Yes.
So do I.
I do. I think he would, just to learn off him. Just like, again, it's like having a mentor. It's like when you think of Sidney Crosby, live with Mary Lemieux, like coming home, hearing how he's like, just hearing his thoughts on games, what he thought about the game, just stuff like that is so important for a guy trying to get his way. Because right now, like, he's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
And when he was breaking in, we are going through COVID. And we were going through COVID. He had no connection to guys like Mario, like Sid, that have been through it. You know, so he was kind of on an island looking for some leadership, looking for some guidance, and he couldn't have any because of COVID. And this is now he's starting to break out of it. And, like, you know, you see out there, he looks frustrated. He looks like he knows he's given it everything he has. And, like, if you're the Florida Panthers, like last night, like, they know he's got to go from the outside to the inside. They locked it up so well. They clocked they clogged the ice in the middle so well that he was ineffective. Like they just knew what he was going to do. He's going to fly down the wing, make a couple moves, go to the inside, but they just knew how to get in his way. And like, again, there's no one more exciting in the NHL right now than Connor McDavid. But when you only have one player and the other team's rolling four lines, and once you get past those four lines, now you got to run into a goaltender who's been maybe the most consistent goaltender throughout the whole playoffs. Like, you're not going to beat that. And that's where I think McDavid starts looking around and being like, guys, something's got to happen here, because if it stays like this, he might leave. Again, it's just like Gretzky. No one thought Gretzky was going to leave. And then a deal comes through, and next thing you know, he's gone. And I just think they might have learned their lessons with Gretzky, but if I'm McDavid, I'm really looking at management and going, guys, are you kidding me with some of these pickups? Are you kidding me with some of these, like, the guys you put, like, guys you picked up at the deadline? Are you kidding me? Like, I think if you go to Marchand at the deadline and say, hey, you want to play with Connor McDavid for 20 games and then go into a playoff run?
He's on a flight to Edmonton right away. He's there 2 seconds later.
Same with Seth Jones.
Seth Jones.
I thought a big weakness of Edmonton this year was, who was that guy that got hurt? Ekholm?
Yeah, and then he came back and stunk.
Oh, like last night, like the first goal that kind of sunk them. You can't let a one-on-one guy be from the outside to inside. He had that bad pass across. Like, he did not look good for him. But then again, if you picked up a guy like Seth Jones, like, he's going to help you a lot. Like,
yeah, he would have been reinvigorated by going there.
Well, I think they would have won game five if they had those two players.
Yep.
But I'm not sure. Like, it just seems like, how many years have we talked? I remember my early days, we would look at their lineup, and it was just covered with first-rounders. And they had a bad culture. Their GM, you know, they just seem to, like, get in their way of themselves, and they can't find that talent throughout the league where there's going to help them. You know, like the energy guys, the plug-in guys like a Marchand that are going to have an instant impact. They're going to have leadership. They're going to score those big goals. Their management hasn't done that. And, like, I think they're really going to start getting some heat. And I think eventually McDavid is going to make a move, or he's going to be pretty vocal about what he needs to happen if they want him to stay there.
Tyler Kennedy, check him out. Thursdays, 10 to 11 with Starkey and the gang. Tyler, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
All right, boys.
There you go.
Have a great day.
You too. We'll get to the Malkin stuff with him next week. And the breaking Penguins news is, according to Taylor Hawes, who's a fantastic Penguins reporter for DK's site, Nick Bonino coming back as an assistant coach. The man who authored some incredible moments, and one of the reasons why I believe if the Penguins back-to-back cup winners played the Panthers back-to-back cup winners in a mythical matchup, I think the Penguins would win in 5 or 6, because I think their team speed and depth would be too much. And I know McDavid's the fastest player of all time, but that's one guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.